We know that an essay is not doicher loisasei. The essay. An essay all over is only doicher loisasei. But one essay cannot be doicher loisasei the essay. If so, why not? Leilef mikoyin de dochi. You're telling me now the word zakonoi is teaching me even though he's a koyin and he's a metzora. He's allowed to shave off his beard. And by doing that, there's an Easter essay and a loisasei. So why don't we learn that all over, that you say essay could be doicha loisasei and an essay. Elo, what do you have to answer? Mi koyin la yafina, and you can't learn it out from the heter of a koyin. Why? Ma la koyin shekein lam shein yashova bakil. I tell you, that that is a lam for a koyin, not to shave off his beard. And in mitzvah sasei, the mitzvah of kun is called a lam shein shova bakil. It only applies to a koyin, not to rest of Klai Yisrael. So it's not such a chomedika aveira. Therefore, by their averas, we say essay could be doicha alois asem an essay. Mashenken, but other people, by Yisrael, a regular person, it could be there since that lav, or since that essay applies to the whole Klai Yisrael, that's a stronger lav. There we don't say essay doicha alois asem. So if even though you have a heta here, by a koyin, of a koyin from a tzaira, that he's allowed to shave off his beard, I would say only for a koyin, that's a lav shen shavu bakoyin. There the essay is an essay shen shavu bakoyin. Only there it's smutta. But kol tarakula, I don't say essay doicha loisasei the essay. So maybe I can't learn out from koyin to a nazir. For the Gemara, nazir mi koyin nami la yalef, I don't learn out nazir from koyin either. Shekein lav shen shavu bakoyin, the same thing. Because I would not know if the Mitzvah is a Nazir, that he's allowed to take a haircut. I would have thought to say if the Mitzvah is a Nazir, he can't take a haircut. Because there's a law and an essay for a Nazir to take a haircut. Ah, you're telling me if the Mitzvah is a Kohen, he's allowed to? True. If the Mitzvah is a Kohen is called an essay, Shein Neshava Bakol. That's not so strong, that essay. Therefore we say a Mitzvah is allowed to take his haircut. The essay of Mitzvah is doicha, the loisasei, and the essay of a kain. Mashenkin, if the Mitzvah is a Nazir, that a Nazir is called Shava Bakil. Any person that becomes a Nazir, whether you're a man or a lady, or you throw a kain, when you become a Nazir, it's us you have to take a haircut. And there's an Isra of a loisasei and an essay. So maybe the Chomedic Isra of a Nazir, it's us from a servant to take a haircut. That's why in the Pasuk Rosha, tell me now that it's Mutter. That's called Nozim Mikoy Namelo Yalef. Shekein Lashen Shavu Bakoyel. Therefore, I need a special Pasuk Roisha to teach me that even though the Mitzvah is a Nazir, still it's Mutta. Now for the Gemara, Man Demukim Lahai Roishai. The Nazir, the one that puts the Pasuk of Roishai for Nazir to teach me what? Even though it's an essay and a loisasei. Still essay, essay, deich, loisasei, the essay, Lomeli Zakarnai. If so, what do I need the Pasuk Sakana for? Teach me by a Kohen, like Chita. Madach, if the Mitzvah is a Nazir, that the Lav and the Essay of a Nazir is Shava Bakil, still we say the Essay of Mitzvah is Deicherit, so if Chita, if he's a Kohen, that he should be allowed to take a shave off his beard. So what do I need the Pasuk Sakana for? The verse says, yes, me boyle. But still we need it. Look at the Tanya, we learn like this. Sakana matamaloimai. What do we need the Pasuk Sakana by Mitzvah? The fish shenema, since the pasuk says, "Who passed the kadam laigalechu?" You're not allowed to cut off your beard. Yochel, I would have thought to say, "Af kayim mitzarah ken," even though the mitzarah is a kain. Still, it's also tamud loim is a kainai. I need the pasuk to kainai know that it's mutter to shave off your beard, even though you're a kain. When we know learn the betar, how do we know now bechlal that there's a mitzvah of a mitzarah to use a tar to use a razor? The tanya would learn like this. Upas the konim leigalechu. The lav is you're not allowed to shave off your beard. Yochel aski luch b'misrayim yechayiv. Maybe even if you take a scissors to cut off your beard with a scissors, maybe that's also wasa. On this Talmudim, the pasuk says, no, for loy tashchis, you can't destroy your beard. For the Gemara, eloy tashchis is from the word of not destroying. Yochel, I would have thought to say, liktam b'malakav uverhitni chayiv. Maybe if you just pull out your hair with tweezers, it's also called you destroying your hair. So maybe destroying your beard by pulling it out is also chayiv. Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says, it comes to teach us, that you're not allowed to cut off the beard. It has to be galuach, a cutting. Now, how is that? How do you have both things? A zeyu giluach sheyesh b'yashchosa. What's called the cutting that has a destruction, that's destroying? Heviyoy mezetar, it has to be a razor. A razor is something that cuts, and it also cuts very, very close, like it's destroying it. So that's the isser on your beard. The isser of destroying your beard is only with a razor, something that cuts it very, very close. So that's what I use the word zakona for, to teach me what the isser of shaving off your beard, stam using your scissors as mutter. It's only using a tar. For the Gemara is so, a man de mafle lahai roshoi, lalav gereda. The one that uses the word roshoi for regular mitzvah, that's mutter take a haircut. If so, lomu lemichta roshoi, for lomu lemichta zakonoi. What does he have to psukim for roshoi and zakonoi? Ye mashma lemitche lav gereda, o mashma lemitche loisa saiviyase. That's true, it's mashma like both things. It could be doich a regular lav of a mitzvah, and it could be doich a loisa saiviyase. Hilkach shokalov yavoy oshinayim. Since we learn out both things, they're both equal, we can learn out both from one. So Tosfos explains the kashrus like this. The kashrus was again, lomli lemichtav roishoi, v'lomli lemichtav zakonai. Like how come we need two psukim roishoi and zakonai? In other words, the havamina now is from the word roishoi, we're learning out two things, that a regular mitzvah has the right to take a haircut, and it's dibra molei hakosim medaber. We're talking about even a nazir, a mitzvah that's a nazir. So from the word roishoi, we learn now both things, that both a regular mitzvah could take haircut, even though he's being over the hakofas harosh, and who then if he's a nazir, he's allowed to, even though he's being an isser asay and a lois asay. So from the word roishoi, we learn out that essay is doich a lois asay v'essay. So what do we have the word zakonoi to teach us that even by a kohen, also he has the right to take a haircut, and he's being over the isser asay and isser lois asay. Like once I know from the word roishoi that we say essay is doich a lois asay v'essay, what do I need the word zakonoi? Memela I know essay is doich a lois asay v'essay. What do I need another pasuk like by kohen? That's the svar shokel who v'yavoy yishnayim. From the one pasuk of roishoi, we could hear these two halachas. So Nista Gemara answers no, that koyein minozer lo yalef. Just from the word roishoi, I would only know even a mitzvah nozer, but I would not know a koyein. Why? Shekein yeshnan b'shayla. Because nozer also has a kula to it. The kula of nozer is that is shayla. A nozer comes because of a neder. You makabla upon yourself to be a nozer. If you go to a chacham to be matter the neder, you could take off your nazirus. So there's also some lightness, like a kalus, in the isser of nazirus that it could be taken off. You could go to a chacham to be matarid, like you could be matarid neder. Therefore, the isurim of nazir is not so strong. That's why maybe if you're a mitzvah, we say the essay that the mitzvah has to take a haircut is doicha, even though you're a nazir, the lav and the essay. But I would not know kohen. Kuna is called an isser that you can't take it off. It's less than b'shayla. So maybe if you're a kohen, then you can't take a haircut. Therefore, I need the word zakonai to teach me even a kohen is allowed to take a haircut. Now the Gemara says, like if so, let it just say the word zakonai. It says no. It says nazir mikohen loyalef. We cannot learn out a nazir from a kohen. Shekein lad sheina shavabakel, like we had before, because the isura kuna also has a kalus, a lenient part to it, that a kohen is called ein shavabakel. Like the Yisur Rakun only applies to a Kayin, not to a Yisrael. Therefore also, these Yisurim are not so strong. Maybe that's why we say the essay of Mitzvah is Doicha the Lois HaSei V'Yesei. So therefore, we need to psukim of Roishoi and Zakonai. Now the Gemara ends off with Ba'alma Lo Yafinu Minayu, and all other places, we did not learn out from Nozir and from Kayin to say essay should be Doicha Lois HaSei and an essay. And the reason is Mishum Dikal Mifra Kadiyamaran, because we could ask questions on each side to learn out, like we just said. If you want to learn out from Kuna, Kuna has a kalas to it that it's in the Shavabakil. If you want to learn out from Ilkas Nazirus, that we say Esa Dechalesa Seviyase, there's also a kalas to Nazirus that is called the Lav that has a Shaila to it. So therefore all other places the Kataka Dalach is Ain Esa Dechalesa Seviyase. Therefore we cannot learn it out from these two cases.
Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav. Rav says like this, that Mekol Odom Kol Gufay Betar. A person is allowed to take a hikot like to shave off all the hair of his body. He could use a razor to shave off even there under his arms, the hairs by his makam erva. It's mutter. A man is allowed to shave off the hair of his body. On this, the Gemara has the kasha, not like that. Meisve, I have a kasha on you. It says, Alocha, that Hamavir beis hashechi, who beis erva, if somebody shaves off the hair under his arms, beis hashechi, or beis erva, by the makam of the erva, is hareza like it. It says here he gets malchus. So how could Rav say that it's mutter? All right, a turnover. So, of course, as a question, Rav, how could Rav say it's muta? And here it says clearly, if you shave off the hair under your arms or under the by the erva, you get malchus. Sigmarin says, ho betar ho bemisparayim. If you use a razor, then it's also. But if you just want to use scissors, then it's muta. For the Gemara of Rav, nami betar koma. Rav also said it's muta to shave off all the hair, even with a razor. Have the Gemara kain tar. When Rav said it's muta, he did not mean mamish with a razor. He just means with scissors. Rashi says something like a razor. Rashi says shes gozas bemisparayim. He uses the scissors. Besomach labosa kain tar to cut it close like a tar. So that's muta. That's what Rav said. It's muta. Let it shave off like all the hair of your body. Now the kasha, the reason why it should have been osur, or the reason why it is osur with the razor mamish, Tosis brings down that the Gemara will say later, mishum layilvash gever, that a man is not allowed to dress like a lady, like Wasun Darshan. And since the minig is that ladies shave off the hair there, therefore if a man does it, it's osur. So Teret says that Rav is only matter to use scissors, even though it's very close, but not to use a razor. Oh, my Rabbi Chiyab Rabba, my Rabbi Eichanon, Hamavir beis hashechi beis erva leike. If somebody takes off the hair under his arms, or if a man does this or takes off the hair by his erva, he's like, he gets malchus. Meis v'nistig maris akasha. Havor, it says, Havora seir. Einem medivrei teri, elem medivrei seifrim. If somebody takes off the hair from under his arms or from by the erva, it's only yasim ed rabbonin. And here Lechura Rabbi Chiya said, did you get malchus? Or Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Chiya Barabba Rabbi Yechanan said, did you get malchus? So Gemarian says, my leika. You know what it means? You know what Rabbi Yechanan meant to say, you get malchus? Nami to come in midrabbonin. He also only meant to say midrabbonin, you get malchus. But not midiraisa. Now Taisa said that Rabbi Yechanan says this also even by misparayim, even with scissors. And therefore it's mashmur Rabbi Yechanan polagad Rav, that Rabbi Yechanan tak is arguing on Rav. Then the Gemara says, "Ikad the army something like this: that Amr Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yechanan, Hamaver beis Hashechi beis Erva loike, Mishum lo yilbash gever simlas isha nechnami. He took all the sasa midiraisa because of this pasuk of lo yilbash gever simlas isha. All right, we'll stop there. Continue more about this isa tomorrow, Mitzvah.
Yeah, again, do this Gemara again. The Fnun Chesam Abayis. The bottom Gemara from the two dots. Gemara says again, Omer Rav, Rav says, Mekel Adam Kol Gufay Betar. Person's allowed to take off all his hair of his body with a razor. So the Chiddush is, even on the arms, even the Mokam Erva, Rav holds its Mutta. And this Gemara says, Meitzve, have a Kasha. Says, Alocha Hamavir Beis Hashechi. If somebody takes off the hair from under his arms, or else the base erva from the makam erva, it says here reza leika. So how could Rav say it's muta? Here it says it's also poshes mash mitzosa midiraisa. It says a reza leika, you get malchus. So Morin says ho betar ho be misparayim. It could be it's only also to do it with the razors or with a razor, but to do it with the scissors that could be muta. Fredi morai vor Rav nami betar koma. I Rav said it's muta even to use a razor. So Marin says, Kain tar, could be that Rav said it was mutter, but he only meant to say, if it goes close, like a razor. But not a razor. If you take off the beis hashechi, take off the hair on the arms with a razor, could be there Rav would also agree, you get malchus, it's awesome. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barabba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hamaver beis hashechi beis erva loike. He learns clearly like this. If you shave off under your arms or the mokum erva, so you get malchus. This Gemara says, Meisre, have a kasha. We learned that Havora Seyor ain't a medivrei Torah. By just shaving off your hair, it's not awesome with your raisa. Ela medivrei Seyfrim, it's only awesome with your rabbonin. So how come Rabbi Yochanan says you get malchus, which is mashma, it's awesome with your raisa? So Gemara says, no, it could be my leika. What does the price mean? You get malchus, not medikomim with the rabbonin. It could also be only with the rabbonin. With the rabbonin also, we use a lashon of leika. But there usually the klal is called malchus mardus. Mardus means the rabbonin gave a chiyuv to give you malchus. But it could be midiraisa, it's not also. We'll soon see what the shayla is.